thank senior members of the administration for coming in this Sunday morning to discuss Hurricane Ike. I was on the phone to Secretary Chertoff before coming into this meeting. Secretary went down yesterday. He gave me a briefing from Austin. He'll be heading into Houston. This is all part of our efforts to help Texas and Louisiana with a focused, effective recovery effort. Administrator Paulson briefed us on how we're doing on our priorities. First priority is search and rescue. I want to thank the people at the federal and state levels for working so hard to rescue our fellow citizens from harm's way. Rescue efforts continue on as we speak. I do urge people in the affected areas to listen closely to local authorities before they attempt to get back home. There are people now surveying damage, people reporting into the state as to the conditions there and in the different communities. It's very important for citizens who I know are anxious to get home to take your time to listen, take the advice of the local folks. Our priorities, along with the state and local folks, is to make sure electricity gets up as quickly as possible. Secretary Bondman gave us a briefing on the outages. Interestingly enough, some electricity is already being restored to Houston, I'm told. And I do want to thank utility companies for working hard to get electricity up. And to the extent that you need help on stringing lines, I'm confident other utility companies from around the country will help provide manpower. Secretary Chertoff and David Paulson tell me that the federal government will be providing 1.5 million liters of water a day, 1 million meals a day to help the people who have been displaced. That'll, of course, be coordinated with Governor Perry's office and the state of Texas, as well as the mayor's. One of the things that's very important for the city of Houston and the other cities is to get the water up and running, the sewage plants running, and that'll be a priority of ours to help them. And finally, debris removal. It's very important that our Corps of Engineers, working with local officials, implements a coordinated debris removal plan. So that's what we discussed this morning. This is a tough storm, and it's one that is going to be going to require time for people to recover. Secretary of Energy briefed us on, you know, preliminary reports on gasoline production, pipeline distribution, and it's a little early to fully assess where we stand, although I can say that, you know, one of the pipelines coming out of the Gulf Coast area is running, Plantation Pipeline, and we are watching very carefully as to when the Colonial Pipeline can get up and running. In the meantime, as I mentioned yesterday, in coordination with the Department of Energy, we suspended reformulated gasoline rules so it make it easier to import gasoline from abroad so as to take pressure off of our consumers. And I repeat what I said yesterday, that the federal government, along with state governments, will be monitoring very carefully as to whether or not consumers are being mistreated at the pump, in other words, gouged. It's very important for our fellow citizens during this period of temporary disruption to be treated fairly. I have considered my plans over the weekend, and I will be going down to Texas on Tuesday to express the federal government's support, sympathy on the one hand, and support on the other for this recovery effort and rebuilding effort. Thank you very much.